Hey, there's a couple of people you want to thank for supporting our show through our Patreon account. Here are their names: Daniel Fuentes,
Dan Snow,
Lucas Sink,
Andrew Richardson,
Jeffrey Risher,
Matthew Wood,
Mitchell McDonald,
Taylor Holmes,
Zika's Viral Comics,
Chris Weens,
Dennis Scott,
W. Blaine,
Aaron Miller,
Demand Ryan,
Curtis LaRock,
Hugo Sanchez,
Jason Kelly.
If you would like to support the show, go to patreon.com/comicbookclub and now enjoy the live portion of our show.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate you.
Not technically live.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out to Comic Book Club Live. Please give it up for your hosts, Alex, Justin, and Pete.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And interestingly enough, that's our Man of the Booth, Booth Man Prime.
Booth Man Prime.
Now, I say interestingly enough, in reference to our guest that we have on
that's the show tonight.
Yeah. It's interesting that we have a Booth Man Prime. You'll find out why in a second. But Booth Man Prime, how are you doing? What's going on? What's up with you?
I'm doing all right. Trying not to get rained on.
Yeah?
Right. Oh, you're okay. Good. That's cool. In a building right now, so you should be pretty good.
I just want to ask, for no particular reason, having nothing to do with anybody on the show or anything like that, why are you the best booth man?
That's a great call. I mean, and just for those of you listening, we start the show every week asking why he's the best booth man. So this is not abnormal at all. Booth Man Prime?
I'm Boothman Prime. I can punch through universes.
That's a good answer.
All right, we should probably bring out our guest, unrelated to that. He used to actually be on this show back in the day.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, original Boothman!
Original Boothman! Welcome, welcome!
Here we go.
What an entrance!
He's going to be on his feet all day.
Oh, goes into the crowd. He's shaking people's hands.
He's making a case. Oh, he's breaking chairs.
Wow.
This is great for an audio podcast.
Yeah, this guy's out of here.
Wow. He is out of here.
The heat.
Wow. Oh, my God. This guy who runs our tech really knows how an audio podcast
works. Exactly.
James.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right. Real name.
Yeah, I guess my real name is James.
I'll guess.
Thanks so much for coming back to the show.
Thank you guys for having me. Real quick, before we get into the goofs and gags, P. LePage, far right stage.
No, he far right politically.
No, not true.
I left the show 2013. Mm-hmm. It's now
great year.
Wait, sorry, in a huff.
In a huge huff and puff.
Yep.
A lot of dust behind me, a lot of tears. Mm-hmm. I would say every 3 to 6 weeks, P. LePage would be like, dude, you want to be on the show? And I'm like, when, man? He's like, 3 days. And I'm like, I live in Philly now. And he's like, ah, shit. Oh, cursing?
That's fine.
Perfect. What, did you forget?
Yep. but honestly, Pete has been so cool with trying to get me back on the show. I really appreciate it. Pete is legitimately one of the most genuine people I've ever met in my life.
What is this Pete Love Fest? This isn't how the show works.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't work like this. It's usually full of hate. Thank God I'm fucking here.
Yes! Yeah!
Justin and Alex, very... they're great.
Hold on. What about all the times we wrote... to have you back.
Wrote, like, a letter?
Yeah.
Did you not get our letters? Mom, what'd you do? But Pete has, Pete's an awesome dude, as are the other guys, but Pete, like, pushed, and he was like, I miss you, dude. Want you to come back. Fuck the other booth man. Nah, that's probably not true.
No,
but,
that's
Pete,
not, that
thank
last
you very much.
True.
I appreciate
he does
Pete.
Say
yeah,
that
no
a
problem,
lot.
James. He's it's great to see you again.
You have a name for me that you haven't called me yet. They used to call me all the time.
Uh-oh, I think I know what it is, and oh, Pete I doesn't, I don't think.
You think he forgot?
And so that means your friendship is over with Pete.
You used to call me, you had a pet name for me.
Boothman, I called you Boothman.
No.
You jackass.
Jesus Christ. He
loves you, and you ruined it.
You know what? Everything I said is about Justin.
That's what I'm talking about, because you're my Boothers.
That's right.
Boothers.
Boothers.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
Oh, don't be like it's the same. Anyway.
No, it's not the same, but my bad.
It
you're right.
It wasn't the same when we were sleeping together, man.
Cool.
Big bombshell.
This disaster
show?
Aside. So you started out, you were a fan of the show back
in
the day.
Yeah, it's actually a super cool story. I found out about Comic Book Club by coming to a different show at the Pit where Andrew WK was talking, and I was a fan of his, and I was like, oh, comics, they're cool. And I started coming, and I met another booth man. I don't know what era of booth man, because...
So there was Michael, who is a booth man.
And then there's Vampire...
There's a vampire.
Just for a short period of time.
Anthony, who is now also he works in comics now, which is crazy.
He works at comics?
No, he's an artist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's an editor and artist now.
Okay.
Yeah. But Michael.
You don't know anybody, Pete. Jesus, everything
I have
you
a
said
bad
about
memory.
Was a lie.
I'm a good person with a bad memory.
Oh, man.
Okay, cool. I like that. But yeah, I got to know Michael. And he eventually left the show. Not sure why. Maybe he hates you guys. But sure, and he's like, "You want to do it, dude?" And I was like, going to film school, and I'm like, "Podcast is like a movie." And I started doing it. And I did it for close to 5 years. And I even did it when I was in Pennsylvania for a little bit. I was still trying to keep up.
Which was crazy. I couldn't believe
that
you're welcome back to do the show.
Yeah,
thank you.
And we've gone through so many ups and downs, but I gotta say, like, the 4 to 5 years I spent doing Comic Book Club, some of my favorite memories come from.
Oh, we did have a lot of fun.
We had some crazy fun. So list some of them for
me. Yeah. So
prove it.
Prove it. Just like getting to meet so many awesome people, you know, from the Timoney brothers to like the guy who wrote Batman, Dan Snyder. Am I right?
Scott Snyder.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Many great memories.
Scott Adsit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who's like a personal hero of mine, and all sorts of dudes. Like, I was there when he got on Nerdist.
Yeah, so we did a TV version of the show on YouTube. Still,
we've already talked about YouTube is the same as TV. It's
that's
2017.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and Boothman, that was like a paid. You're on.
I got
camera.
Money.
Yeah.
It was weird because like they made me wear a mask. You remember that?
Great stars, they make wear a mask.
Yeah.
Well, including you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're not great stars.
Most people in Hollywood.
You were the star.
But what's crazy is that I've been recognized.
What?
As Boothman a couple of times.
No way! Are you serious?
I'll give you two quick stories. Once, I'm in Asbury Park for a music festival, and I'm walking down with my girlfriend and going to a show.
Oh, it's like a Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah, I guess so. I hear someone go, "Boothman!" And I'm like looking, and then I see two guys, and one of them waves. He's like, "I had to say it, but my friend was too embarrassed." And he was like, "Hey." I was like, "Oh, hey."
And
what's
that
up,
friend was Pete LePage.
But the other time, which was cool and then turned to shit, was I worked in New York for a couple years, and I was walking to work because I was commuting from Jersey, and a doorman was like, "Whoa, Boothman!" I was like, "Hey, what's up, man?" He's like, "You're awesome." It's like, "Oh, cool." Next day, Boothman. I'm like, "Oh, cool." And then the third day, I'm like, "I'm crossing the street because I don't want to talk to the same guy."
That's the price of fame, man.
It really, but
crossing the street.
Speaking of when we were on YouTube, I was shit on. Have you read the comments from that?
Oh, I thought,
"Who the fuck is that dude in the corner laughing all the time? That's dumb. I don't like guys who laugh." Because that was like my role.
I mean, that's not that mean.
Yeah, you laughed at stuff.
I laughed, yeah. I did other things.
It's a, no.
So
I
you've
mean,
been.
Yes, you did. I'm just saying, like, that was kind of the thing.
I like to pride myself as, like, an Andy Richter in shape and in form.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you've been recognized as Boothman. How many times have you been recognized as Sabretooth?
What?
I thought you were going to say as Andy Richter.
Sabretooth, that's who he looks like right now.
Thanks. Yeah. I think. Which era? Bit. Like Liev Schreiber?
So
shut up, Alex. We're talking about
Since since you did this for so long.
Yeah, way too
what
long.
This is a
what
hostile
advice
interview.
Do you
to
have
him?
To do with Mad Prime?
Fucking leave. No. Honestly,
I regret ever
writing me those letters.
Adopting you, taking you out of that alley, training you.
Are you having fun, Boothman Prime?
I'm having fun. I'm having fun as Boothman Prime.
This then is you're all good, bro.
Boothman on Boothman. Actually.
You guys should not don't move past me because after me comes the superior Boothman.
Oh god,
that's
pretty bad.
I never got that nerdy. Yeah. I don't know what any of that means. Real quick, one of my favorite memories ever is when Justin Peacock Jedi married. Oh, yeah. You guys remember that?
That's true. Yeah. We do remember it.
And yeah. then,
we
bring like,
that up. We hold to those vows.
Immediately yeah. after Pete started choking Justin for some reason.
For truly an unrelated reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's because they're the Lockhorns.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, good reference.
Thanks for saying it. Alex is referencing a newspaper comic that only old people.
What's a newspaper?
Yeah, exactly.
Hagar the.
Yeah. Yeah. Real Andy Cap over here.
Real cool. Thank you so much for coming back. Very excited to have you here. Hey, you want to hang out for the rest of the show?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Oh, no, yeah. and run the tech. Boothman Prime has to get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Get yeah. the fuck
we,
out.
We tricked you.
Can't see you, though. It's weird being on here.
It's yeah. me in the darkness.
That's what it was always like for you.
No, I was over here.
Yeah, the booth
oh,
was
that's
in a different
right.
place.
Right, yeah. right. Back when we were at the pit the previous time, the booth was in a different place.
There was yeah, a couple pits.
This is very good for an audio podcast.
Yeah. Buildings change, but we stay the same. Except wow. for how our bodies are
W.E.B.
falling
apart. Dubois, yeah.
Cool.
All right, guys.
That's definitely
Let's
accurate.
Let's move on to our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Can I sit like this?
Sure.
No, son, sit properly.
Cross your legs. In the stack, we're going to talk about some books that we particularly liked that came out this week. First one, let's kick it off. I think this was Pete's pick. I Am Groot number 4. From
yeah.
Yeah. That, nice. No, it was Justin's.
There we go. All right. You want to talk about this book a little bit, Pete?
Yeah, Chris Hastings is writing it. It's
oh,
yeah, I know. And it's also your T-shirt.
Yeah, you're wearing a T-shirt.
He wrote your T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and drew it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Did Who wrote both. And drew your T-shirt?
The Adventure Time people.
Nice. What about yours, Pete?
I don't know. But Gap. He, Chris, yep. didn't he also wow. write some Adventure Time comics?
You piece of shit. Chris Hastings?
Yeah, didn't Chris Hastings?
Yeah, he wrote yeah. it for a couple of issues.
That's
yeah.
why I thought you were bringing up his shirt. Then I realized you were just doing a stupid bit. But.
Pete LePage!
Yeah, he's writing this book. It's very funny. It's just kind of a fun, cute book that is...
fun and cute.
Yeah, but it's got Groot, and he's in a weird space adventure right now. He did some things that the rest of his team didn't like, and now they're trying to find him, and the poor guy's just trying to make it work, you know?
And he's just a tree.
Yeah, he's a walking, talking tree.
Great. I'm glad you guys agreed on that.
Yeah.
So this is, I forget, we had Jordan White, who is the editor
Jordan
of the
Jordan D. White.
Oh, I
Jordan
wish he was White. Here.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I miss Jordan.
Yeah. He's not. He's
Jordan, congratulations on the upcoming baby, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And what a gossip you are.
Yeah. Gossip. Oh, my God. This is like the page six of comics.
A good reference again.
Again, a newspaper yeah. reference. I understand. So I forget exactly how I described it, but I think the pitch for this book was something like a Labyrinth, but with Groot yeah. set in the Marvel Universe. And it's great. It's Groot has been trapped in this parallel weird universe where
yeah, there's
time
like portals
doesn't exist.
And stuff, right?
Yeah, there's yeah. portals. There's some sort of conspiracy going on. What I always find interesting about arcs that begin books like this is it always makes me very curious what the long term plan is.
Yeah, because you can't sustain, like, it's sort of it's a movie reference,
exactly.
Labyrinth. Like, you can't do 100 issues where, like, now they're in Labyrinth and it's like different stairs.
Right. I mean, I think you might be able to. Like, I'm thinking of, I don't know if you remember the Hulk arc from, I think it was the late 80s, or early 90s.
Where oh, yeah.
Trapped on the crossroads.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's one of your favorite arcs.
Yeah, I love
Not
arcs.
You.
Oh, your basic unfamiliarity with comics. I missed that. Okay, so
true. Absolutely true.
yeah, you're almost indignant
there was an arc
toward
in the
comics.
80s
Can we talk about Watchmen?
Was the first time the Hulk was banished before Planet Hulk, he was sent to this crossroads of reality by Doctor Strange to keep him safe, and there was a really long series of issues where he just wandered through all these parallel universes getting on adventures. And it was really yeah. beautiful and sad and wonderful. And this...
Psychedelic.
And psychedelic. This isn't exactly like that, but it definitely...
Feels like it.
It feels like that a little bit, and it's trippy and weird, and there's a dog on a robot's body with one eye. It's yeah. really cool. I like this book a lot.
Yeah, a lot of ideas in here. I like the... There's a section of... two-page spread where he confronts Iron Man, who's been trapped in this dimension, Thor, like, and you get this sort of like trippy, fantastical take on these characters. So yeah, it's a fun, fun journey for little baby Groot.
And but, the art by Flaviano is superb.
Very
it's
cool,
really
yeah.
good. It captures the weirdness. It captures the cartooniness of baby Groot perfectly. It's really, really good.
I mean, I want to hear what he has to say. Can we have Groot talk? I'm sick of I Am Groot.
Where's really? Vin Diesel?
Huh?
Where's Vin Diesel? I mean, if anyone
where
was
is
to,
he right now? He's right behind this curtain. He's right behind this curtain. We were waiting to introduce him.
Oh my
he's
God.
He's right
God.
Behind you.
I know I
do you want
funny.
Like a little like translator thing underneath where
I'm ready for him to start talking. Just like have him talk more.
You can't, no, he only says I'm Groot.
That's like his thing. Yeah. That's like what I don't want Wolverine with claws.
With claws?
He no, has without.
Claws. Oh, gotcha. No.
Yeah. Would you actually like that?
Yes, for I'm real? I'm really meaning it when I say seriously? I want him to speak more.
Yeah, I don't know. He used to speak before the Dan Abnett Andy Lanning reboot.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like that's part of him now.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that that's what's happening. And all I am just saying is like, I would like to
works,
hear more.
Justin, you can't just want something and then it, you know.
Let's start GoFundMe or something. I don't know.
That's a great idea.
Thanks.
But that would be like if Daredevil could suddenly see.
No, yeah. But it,
you're like, I'm sick of this whole blind thing already.
But that's a thing in comics, is to do that, is the one that's thing true. And to twist it, right?
Yeah, wow, you really nailed it. That's absolutely accurate.
Yeah,
saying
thank
one
you.
Thing and then making it like a Hydra opposite. Nazi.
What's like
yeah, like a really good plot line like that that everybody loves.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I want Groot to say like a bunch of Hydra stuff.
yeah. Well, if he says I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, hell Hydra, I am Groot, I am Groot.
See, that's what I'm saying. Shake up the pattern. Let's yeah, see it. That'd be great.
Well, just like a one-liner here and there, like a Stephen Wright joke every so often.
Oh, all I'm saying man. Is, yeah, exactly. I wanted to throw in sort of slightly old joke references. No, I'm saying he didn't always do this. I don't think the inherentness of the character is that he only says three words.
No, he's a tree.
Yeah, it's he. I want to know more about his character. We only get to hear and see him like through the other characters' translations of him, and like the trick of having the person say back what Groot just said to them, who because they can hear and understand what I Am Groot means. Like, I get it. Like, I'm ready to
so,
have
sorry, him. You're saying that the trick of saying back what they say so everybody can understand what they're saying is you get it.
Nah, man. You should be, like, doing interviews on television. Because you really, I really gotcha. No, yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I am ready to move beyond this aspect of him and maybe even just vary up the phrase. Maybe
nobody
he learns
tell him that he'll
hear that Chris Hayes thinks Justin Tyler's ready to move on.
He's just saying I am Justin, you guys. That's it.
Yeah. That's he's saying thing. I'm Justin.
No, that's all. Don't worry about it. It's fine. All right. We're going to move on with our next pick. This was your pick, maybe?
Sure.
Sure. Why
very
not?
Well prepared, Alex.
Yeah, I don't know. We kind of made this up as we went along. Batgirl number 14 from DC Comics. You want to talk about this book a little bit?
Sure. Great, right? I love... this is a new arc in Batgirl, and we get to see some Nightwing and Batgirl hang time. Yeah. I love the Dick Grayson, Barbara Gordon relationship. This arc seems to have a lot of flashback. We get to see them as young Batgirl and Dick as Robin. See their romance as it started, and they're in this. They've been in this weird place for a long time where they sort of have feelings for each other, but they keep missing each other romantically.
Aww.
I know, and I
you
love
you fucking
them.
Love that in comics.
I do love that.
That's your favorite thing.
It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah,
and space stuff. No, but I truly do like these characters, and it's great to see them in an adventure, but also like exploring their relationship.
Exploring their bodies.
Maybe eventually.
Maybe they don't really explore their bodies in this issue.
I mean, we'll get there. And young Commissioner Gordon.
Oh,
he could also explore his body.
Yeah, there's a whole section here where he just, it's a long series of pages where he's exploring his body.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, he turns on the bath signal.
Great.
Oh, Jesus.
Even the audience is revolted by that, yeah.
Anyways.
Thank you, Pete.
Yeah,
so that you read that in the Jumble. That was the joke in the Jumble
yeah,
today,
it was.
Right?
Yeah. Right next to Hagar the
Harpy. Oh, boy.
Let's see how many strips you can get to tonight. I'm very curious.
We'll see hey, we should get back to
I'm
the comic book.
Running out.
We're talking about comics in the newspaper, Pete. That's so close.
The original comics.
Yeah, great. Anyways, yeah, I think this is a great book. I also really enjoy the kind of beginning of their relationship. It's fun to see Barbara Gordon kind of not just being in the background of fight scenes or in the middle of fights. It's nice to kind of see her during the day as well, and what she kind of goes through. So I like the expanded role, and I feel like this is really working well for this comic.
So you would keep picking this up because of the romance? Because so far you just said you liked seeing them during the day.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
it's easier.
One of the things that I was really struck by with this book, because we get to see Batgirl and Nightwing in their more modern costumes, and then back in the day, is how stupid the tiny little mask as a disguise
is.
The
Domino mask, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine, I guess, in a weird way for Nightwing now, because like it whites out his eyes.
Yeah.
But Batgirl is wearing a full cowl. But back in the day, she's just wearing like a tiny little mask. And otherwise, it's Barbara Gordon.
Yeah, like me on the Comic Book Club when we were on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's true. Where it's
stupid. Don't read the comments.
Haven't you been to like a fun, like sexual masquerade party?
Oh yeah, I went to that Eyes Wide Shut thing.
Yeah, that was fun, right? I can't believe we bumped into that was fun.
I don't want to hear about that.
And somehow you recognize each other in masks. Real right. Weird.
No,
I know that.
Honestly,
I know that.
We didn't recognize each other.
No, we didn't.
Well, that's how the park got started.
Yeah, we met at.
That's how we had Pete.
Oh,
wow, that's nice.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Put on the bath signal.
Isn't there another comic we can be talking about?
Yeah, Eyes Wide Shut, the comic.
I would read that. All right, my pick is Daredevil number 25.
Yes.
Now that you guys have to scrub your own eyes out, let's talk about the blind lawyer who is changing the world of the Marvel Universe. Cool.
Now, I really love this issue, especially because we get to see Daredevil geeking out. You don't get to see that very much. He's not one that shows his emotions or one that's very in touch with his emotions a lot of the time. So to see him be so kind of excited about being in the Supreme Court was a very honest, kind of really cool moment. And I'm glad that Charles Soule is writing this because it's something he has a little background in and it really comes to play here.
That's crazy that you like this because there's truly no action. It's mostly like talking
about...
That
was something I was going to bring up. Yeah, it's like that this is a lot of dialogue.
Because the reason I like this comic
Sorry, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It is a great thing.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
The reason I love this is Charles Soule is a former lawyer. I guess he's still a lawyer, but he's a comic book writer now. And this is him, like a love letter to, I think, the law. And like it really feels like he and Matt Murdock have synced up their dreams and going to the Supreme Court.
What did you just say?
They've synced up their dreams.
Oh, okay.
And then also, like... It's cool because they're talking about why they became a lawyer, and you can tell there's some real shit going on there, especially because you got two kind of juxtapositions talking about it. So if you would tell me, like, oh, this is a great comic, it's about lawyers geeking out about law, I'd be like, fuck you, get out of my face.
Yeah.
But this is actually a great comic.
Yo, Pete, you should read a 10th grade history book.
Fuck you, get out of my face.
Yeah, you would love it. It's a lot of, like, love in the law.
My favorite part of this comic is the ad on the back that has the defenders, and it says, round up the best deal on hotels and Daredevils on a horse.
What?
Yeah, that's in the
continuity. Oh, this is
canon.
Oh, yeah, this is like
continuity.
Gotcha.
That's the next arc is Daredevil like getting a great deal on a
I also mentioned like there's clearly some Frank Miller inspiration going on the cover.
Yeah, absolutely. Charles Soule actually put up a picture of him the other day. I don't remember where it was from, but he bumped into Frank Miller and was totally geeking out because he got to talk about Daredevil with Frank Miller.
And so Miller was just like, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, Frank Miller actually probably was like, that's basically how he talks.
Both killer impressions.
This book is great. The other thing that I think is fascinating about this is... It's changed the Marvel Universe. That's a big deal. Daredevil,
that never happens.
Well, not in this way. I think we haven't really talked about the plot, but Daredevil is prosecuting this case that essentially allows vigilantes to testify on the stand without revealing their identity, which allows them to be involved in cases essentially officially, which is huge. It changes not just... Daredevil, but every single vigilante in the Marvel Universe.
That was touched on in Civil War, right? Like that sort of thing?
Yes, but...
right in the microphone.
I did the opposite thing I wanted to do.
Yeah. Amazing.
Such a weird thing to watch.
The
you
biggest
do.
We were, laugh well, of the night.
We
is
were
Alex
all
coughing.
We were all trying so hard to avoid the fact that Alex is coughing over here, and we're like, oh, let's just keep talking. This is nothing's weird here. Let's keep going, and then Alex just goes, blah.
right in the mic. He brought it up to his face. So
he was beatboxing. It was beatboxing.
Yeah, it was
all
killer.
Good.
I forgot.
Oh my God, that was so.
You're gonna cover your hand.
Cover your mouth. You're, but your microphone was in your hand. Oh,
let's keep doing this. Yes and, guys. Yes and.
Yeah. It was very good. It was a consummate professional.
We can move past the thing I said. It's cool.
That's it for the stack.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which is my favorite section, because I get to cough on you guys. It's your audience questions.
Audience questions, yeah.
And for your audience questions, you just have to raise your hand, ask a question, and Pete's going to give you some free comics that he bought with his own money. You, sir, what's your name? What's your question?
My name is Kevin. Besides letting them talk or, say, turning them into an undead monster, is there something that you would like to see done to a particular comic character that has not been done before? Just any character.
Ooh. Like breaking that character's rule, sort of?
Oh, man.
In response to the I Am Groot comment? Interesting.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah, well, that's probably what it is.
I've
always wanted to see a long arc, like a sort of reframing of the character where Batman has superpowers. And how that, like, not just like a one-off thing or an arc-long thing. I want to, like, really, like, let him get in there and see where that takes him. Because I feel like there's a lot of times in Batman's history where it's been gestured to or he's had, like, a crazy power for a while. But really, like, get into it and have that be someone's run on it and see what that actually does to the
character.
That's
weird that you say that, because that would immediately be like, well, I don't like Batman anymore.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, then what makes Batman? Why is a character defined by the fact that he doesn't have powers?
Well, that makes him relatable.
Or parents.
Huh?
Or parents. Oh, thank you. Yeah, it makes him relatable. Because I don't have parents.
His power is
so I can relate to him.
But that's what I'm saying. Is like, wouldn't it be interesting to see how that... Would you truly not relate to him if he could fly?
I don't think I would, but... It depends on what it's written. It's one of those things where, like, you kind of don't know until you're there, but... Because... I didn't think I would like Captain America when Captain America was dead, but that became one of my favorite Captain America arcs.
Yeah, he was shooting people.
Yeah, well, yeah, there was that part.
There was
a bunch of guns. There was that part, yeah. But, yeah, I just... you don't know until you're there, but when I hear you say that, I'm like, oh, God, I don't want that. Because
that might be because nervous. Justin's saying it, right?
Yeah, that's
right?
True. That's probably right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I would like to make Cyclops not a dick. I don't know if you can do, because it'd probably just be a different character. But yeah, I would like to, if I could change anyone, yeah.
If you remember, Cyclops was not a dick for so long. He was like the most,
no,
like,
I've always
Boy Scout.
Hated... But that's because he's such a Boy Scout bullshit person.
Yeah, but then he's a villain for a long time.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Not a dick when he's a villain. Is that what you're saying?
No,
I'm just curious. This is a great discussion. James, do you have an answer?
Yeah. It's kind of similar to what Justin was saying, but and this has probably been done, but like if Superman just decided to be God and, you know, like oh, I'm going to just... do whatever I want, and you have to do what I say.
Rule over,
you know, that has to have been done, right?
I mean, not for, like, a long-standing thing, but definitely, like, that's...
Because,
like,
Superman's my favorite DC character. Not including, like, Vertigo, RIP, and all that stuff, because of he's completely alone, and he still wants to take care of people. And I like the idea of him getting, like, kind of Batman-y and being like, and, like, just, you know, blasting people with I-beams, breaking necks, and, you know, throwing Lex Luthor into the core of the Earth or something.
Wow.
Cool.
Is it Luthor or Luthor?
Luthor.
Luthor.
I say Luthor. Lex Luthor.
Vandross. Yeah. Luthor Vandross.
Cool. Great question. Let's get our next...
No answer from you, Alex?
Oh. Actually, before... I mean, we kind of covered this a little bit. For whatever reason, before the show, I was trying to figure out if there was a... You know, remember the Spider-Man No More cover where he throws his costume in the garbage can? Yeah. If Daredevil did that, if that would be like he takes his ears off and puts them in a garbage can?
Huh.
So there you go. That's my answer. Let's get the next question. What's your name? What's your question? Come on up, sir.
I don't know what that actually means.
Yeah.
It's cool. Off. Don't worry about it.
Does he mean like cut his fucking ears off?
I think Alex thinks Spider-Man's powers are from his costume.
It's a Van Gogh shit, yeah.
Just quick side note, read Irredeemable. It has the answer.
Why are you pointing at me? Yeah.
Because that's the one where Superman goes bad and decides to be completely authoritarian.
I thought you were threatening me. I'm sorry.
Read it. No. My name's EJ, and my question is, we are almost, I don't know whether to say done or free from Secret Empire. my personal opinion. And we're kind of going into another sort of historically good character does something really evil slash irredeemable stuff with Nightwing, the New Order. Are there any other heroes who you either want to see or are afraid of seeing being taken down that path in, like, near stories?
Crossing the line.
So I don't know the storyline, if you guys want to quickly.
Secret Empire?
Just sum it up in, like, 5 seconds.
Come on. The Secret Empire stuff. Captain America has been a Nazi. A secret Nazi this entire time.
Whoops. Got him.
Yeah. Secret Empire. That's
what there you go.
Yeah, that's what, when someone says Secret Empire, I'm like, Nazi.
Right.
What?
Also, when I've read that, I lost my shit.
I know, Pete.
Yeah, yeah. Just to catch you up.
Is that like the whole thing, or is there other people Nazis
going on?
Is Bucky a Nazi?
No.
It's just
almost nobody else is a Nazi.
Almost.
Except for the Punisher.
It's just like they're personally attacking me.
I mean, is he Franken Punisher still?
Fuck you, man.
Whoa!
Nice.
Anyway, this isn't a referendum on Secret Empire. We'll probably do that next week because the last issue comes out tomorrow.
Can't wait for it all to be over.
I'm looking forward to it. I've liked this story.
How strange that these two are on polar opposites.
Come on. Yeah.
And Justin in the middle being cute.
But this doesn't answer the question, which is what other characters would you dread seeing
to become a Nazi?
Going bad.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. Well, yes.
I mean, how about the fact, what if Punisher decides to give up his guns?
Is that going bad?
It's going the opposite. It's crossing the line, like going the other way, basically.
Oh, yeah. All the heroes would band together and be like, you've crossed the line, putting down your guns, Frank.
Well, if he started, knifing people.
That'd be awesome.
I'm not saying he trades his guns
for knives.
That
would be great, man, if he just knifed people for a while.
What?
Oh, I love that. Remember that one episode where he, took a bunch of people out with,
episode?
Well, issue
adorable.
Where he stabbed a bunch of people with, a pencil and a spoon. That was great.
A spoon?
It was stuck in the court.
Punisher, I have a really good idea for you. This came out of our Twitter feed. Somebody was saying we should do a Punisher-focused podcast, and we should call it, Punisher Cast, and I said, no, call it Frank Podcastle.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a freebie. That's a freebie for you, Pete.
Thanks.
I love it.
For ruining my dreams.
What dreams, Pete? Come on.
To answer the question, I'd like to see the Punisher do a podcast.
Now that's crossing the line.
Hey, welcome back, guys. I'm so sad.
Yeah. Hey, you guys should check out Blue Apron. If you want to cook at home.
You guys heard about Uber Eats? Holy shit.
Blue Apron's great for preparing meals for, a picnic.
Yeah. Oh, my children.
But honestly, the shrimp diavolo is excellent. it's really great stuff, and it's so easy.
To answer your question, I don't want to see any more of it. It's not a good idea. It doesn't work out good for anybody.
Wait, what?
So
when a
please
character
stop.
Crosses the line?
Yeah.
That's truly what happens all the time.
Nope.
Always.
Nope. But I think Pete dislikes it every time.
Yeah.
What character would you be least excited to see go through some change?
Maybe there's a character you hate that if they change to the polar opposite.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right?
Cyclops. Yeah, maybe Cyclops could not be such a Boy Scout such a piece of shit. Maybe he could be somebody who is better.
What do you want him to be? Just nice?
No,
just
I would
regular
like to.
Nice?
I would be like, hey, let's lead by committee. Let's try to
lead
use the
committee.
Strengths of everybody instead of me just yelling shit at people and being
that's
stupid.
That's a very odd understanding.
Pete, we don't have time for this answer anymore. All right, let's get another question.
You are the Cyclops of the show.
You, sir. What's your name? What's your question?
Name Caesar. Question is. When are they going to kill on the Defenders? When are they going to kill off Iron Fist? And who are they going to replace him with?
Me.
Yeah.
Booth Fist.
Booth Fist.
That's good stuff.
That would be a good comic, Booth Fist.
What would it be about?
The immortal Booth Fist.
The immortal Booth Fist.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Damn straight.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah,
I haven't seen The Defenders, but everyone says Iron Fist sucks. Who has seen it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a...
Have you watched Defenders yet, Justin?
Me?
Yeah.
Not all of it, no.
Oh, what the fuck, man? You haven't seen Spider-Man? You haven't seen Defenders?
Yep.
Would you have a child or something?
Yeah, you know, you really turned the page, page there. That is accurate.
Justin, congratulations on not seeing it.
Great. I mean, I think they're not going to kill Iron Fist. I think they're going to just be fine with it.
Really?
Yeah. I do think, I don't know. I
love Alex just like leaning.
I'm just chilling.
But wait, he's about
chilling?
To start playing that piano.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Would you like to, me to tickle the ivories?
Oh, man.
Just a little?
Not anymore.
The way you say tickle the ivories shouldn't be allowed.
I think you guys are going to have another Pete soon. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, man.
I think so. We're going to have a little Pete.
People are loving that storyline.
Yeah.
That's crossing the line.
What were you saying?
I honestly don't remember.
Aren't you glad I'm back? Just saying stuff when you guys are talking?
So, first half of Defenders, I think, did a lot to redeem Iron Fist.
Yeah.
And, in fact, seeing him play off of Luke Cage was a lot of fun. And then, by the second half of Defenders, he sucked again.
Yeah.
That said, they've got some new showrunners on season two. They're taking more time to put it together and actually let Finn Jones train, which... Granted, there's still some issues with the way he portrays the character, frankly, but I do think one of the big issues was he's complained about the fact that, like, they just threw him into nonstop action sequences. He had no time to train and no time to learn how to fight.
I don't want to hear shit out of his mouth.
What? He's just the actor, Pete.
Yeah, I don't care.
Here's what I hope.
I don't want to hear about him complain.
What if we threw you into nonstop action season two?
I would love it.
I know they're doing Luke Cage season two, but I hope that Luke Cage ends up as a regular on Iron Fist season two, because that would make it potentially good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's cool. The second part of the question, you said who would we replace Iron Fist with? Yeah. Who would we replace?
I feel like the fan choice online is Colleen Wing.
Colleen Wing, you could just
throw her in there and she'd be great.
Yep.
What about a character we haven't seen in the MCU?
Oh, like who? Moon Knight? Huh?
Moon Knight, that's a great one.
Moon Knight would be cool.
I mean, would Moon Knight fit in with his, like, weird costume, just, like, chilling with everybody?
Yeah, like, the rest of them don't have weird costumes.
Well, they don't.
They don't, really.
They
have hoodies.
Daredevil does.
Well, I mean,
the
then
most.
They could change it, right?
Yeah, I mean, he could be in just the white suit from the... And the...
Yeah, Mr. Knight.
Yeah, I mean, that would be cool.
Cool.
Cloak and Dagger.
There's a Cloak and Dagger show coming to Freeform. So there you go.
Freeform.
What's Freeform?
It's a
channel for children. All right. So I think we can take one more question. Is that right, Pete?
Yeah.
One more question from absolutely anybody. Anybody got a question?
Come on.
Free comics.
Come on.
All right. There we go. Come on down. Come on down. What is your name and what's your question?
Oh,
well, you lost your chance, buddy.
Oh, good. Did Alex cough in the mic again?
Good grip. My name's also Alex.
Good callback.
Nice.
I guess I could ask. I'm kind of a layman about comics, but I heard their Marvel is recontinuing all the original series of comics. First of all, why do they do that? And secondly, like, do you think it's going to be good, bad? Like, what is involved in that? Is the story pick up from number 600 or whatever?
Recontinuing is actually a very good way of saying it.
So this is a Marvel Legacy, where, as you mentioned, they're renumbering all of the books back to their original numbering.
Oh, boy.
And by original numbering, what that means is counting up every single run of that comic ever. So, like, Daredevil is currently at 25, but they're going to add in every other run of Daredevil, so it's going to end up, I don't actually remember what it is, but it's probably 600-something issues, something like that.
Can I be honest with you guys? I hate this fucking shit with the numbers. I've never cared.
Well, to answer your first question, the reason they're doing it is money. The second answer is, I don't know. I'm excited about them. I feel like they're probably going to be good.
Well, it's interesting, like, I feel like Marvel was very... DC was always like, we're all about continuity. And Marvel was all about just like, hey, let's keep it fresh. Let's keep moving these characters into different places. And now the companies have sort of switched places to some context. And I think that's interesting. Like, I don't know what Marvel's... Because Marvel outsold DC forever when DC was like obsessed with continuity. And now Marvel's chasing that dragon and their sales are dropping in a weird way. So I don't quite understand the move. I am also excited about it, though. Like... I want to learn. I want to get back to some of these. We've been reading comics for so long. Let's see more of this stuff. For me, as a like years, however many years I've been reading comics,
ages.
Too long. I'm excited to see those things for new readers. Maybe not so much.
Yeah, I do think the reason I'm excited about it is leading up to it, they've been doing these generations books that take the legacy, the older heroes, and mix them up with their newer versions. They've been really good.
Yeah.
Like
the Wolverine one was great.
All three of you agree?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
No, they're great.
Really good.
Like, they're really good character studies. They focus on the characters at these decision points and really put them through the thought process. So that's neat. And I feel like that being the lead up to this legacy event, it feels like there is a lot of thought and a lot of focus on character being put into it. So we'll see how it pans out. But I don't know. I'm excited.
I'm not.
Great.
But you just said you were, all right.
I liked the lead-up stuff, but I'm not excited about the event.
What are you excited about, Pete?
Pete
Christmas?
Pete hates numbers.
I'm with you, Pete.
Yeah,
cool.
Numbers suck.
Band numbers.
That's it for your audience questions. All right, guys. We are going to move on to our next section, which is, do you guys want to do Week
in
Geek?
Yeah,
Week in Geek. Let's do it. All right. In the Week in Geek, we talk about some geek culture topics, things happening elsewhere in the world of geek. We should probably talk about The Tick.
Yes,
right?
We should.
Did anybody watch The Tick this past weekend?
Yes.
A couple people in the audience.
Just released.
So this is the latest iteration of The Tick, once again created by Ben Edlund. He created the character, then he created the comic, then he created the Fox animated series, then he created the Fox sitcom. Now it's come to Amazon, and I thought it was great. It's 6 episodes, all less than half an hour long, which is ridiculously digestible, but it's so smart and so funny and very emotional and exciting at the same time. I thought it was awesome.
I really was very happy because the first episode that we got, it was really well done, and I was nervous about like what the, you know, how different the season would be following that, but they did such an amazing job of keeping everything that was great about that first app and kept it going. It has so much heart. It has, it's got everything. It just has great characters that are very honest to who they are, and you don't hate them for it. And it has action, and it has, you don't know where it's something. It has twists and turns that are very enjoyable, and just it's wacky but earned. Which is weird, but man, I just can't say. I watched it twice. I was so excited.
Holy
I watched
shit.
It, man. I finished it, and then went right back, and I was like.
So you therefore liked it less than Luke Cage, which you watched 3 times in a row.
That's true.
Or the Punisher movies in the theaters.
That's true, yeah.
But you still liked it.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was really great. Also, it says it was shot in New York. Like, the characters are based in New York, and it actually was shot in New York. It wasn't like
Toronto.
This is Canada made to look like New York.
Fucking
it's
Canada.
It's just amazing to me. I don't know how Ben Edlund keeps revisiting the same thing that he created time after time and keeps
like
making it so
25
different.
25 years
It makes
ago.
It so great every time.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know.
It's just kind of fascinating.
It was the same guy, and I was like, fuck this, because I love the original live action so much. But now that I know, I'm totally maybe going to
really
watch
good.
It with
you. You should. Don't say maybe. Do it.
Calm down.
I mean, if you look at his history, so he created The Tick, did The Tick, and then he went into a lot of big genre shows. Like, he worked on Angel and Firefly, Supernatural for a really long time, and a bunch of other shows, did some episodes of Gotham and other things. And those learnings, whatever he picked up there, really shows in the way that this has more of a serial aspect, more of genre trappings. There's some continuity there, which I think is relatively new to The Tick. Like, without delving too much into spoilers, the reasons behind certain things are starting to be explored, which is very different. It's really cool.
And I think also the TV changed to more suit his way of creating it. Like, I feel like the Fox show was, like, by most stories that come out of it, was, like, really difficult to make because it was a fight the whole time. So this show, I feel like a little bit more, like, make it how you want to make it and we'll make it happen. Like, that's got to be great for any TV creator.
Did you watch it, Justin?
No.
You fucking piece of shit.
I watched the pilot. Why are you mad?
Because you don't fucking do anything.
You watched it twice. It's once for me. The numbers are there.
Got him!
Yeah.
So let's move from that to some other news. I hope you guys like Joker movies because a lot of them are coming out.
This what do you mean a lot past... of them?
Yeah, I was actually reading about this. There's like three?
This was announced over the past week, adding into some other news. So there is going to be a Gotham City Sirens movie. We knew that with Harley Very Quinn correct. And the rest of the ladies from Gotham.
Cool.
Jared Leto's Joker is going to appear in that. There's also going to be a Suicide Squad 2.
Great.
Jared Leto's Joker is going to appear in that. Then they announced there's going to be a Jokey and Harley.
It is what? Jokey. What? Jokey. It is Jokey.
A Joker and Harley movie starring Margot Robbie and Jared Leto.
Fuck! We're really stuck and with Jared Leto?
And then there's also, they're starting a new banner. Warner Brothers is starting a new banner of movies that are disconnected from the main DC Extended Universe continuity, and they're going to be doing a Joker Origins movie.
Not Jared Leto, right?
Not Jared Leto. That was...
Why do you hate Jared Leto so
Did you
much?
Watch Suicide Squad? No, you didn't. Why am I even asking you?
I did watch Suicide Squad.
You don't fucking watch anything.
I did watch Suicide Squad, and it wasn't his fault. He was just the actor.
It was not a
they
good choice.
They wrote the role.
You know, you blame.
It's not like
actors.
He was like, yo, only tattoos, dude. Like, that was what the script was. He was just trying to do his job.
Well, he didn't do a good job.
I'm sorry. It's just crazy to me that I just said Joker Origins movie, and you're like, thank God, no Jared Leto.
Yeah, it is.
Like, there's bigger fish to fry, dude.
Is it based off of the Alan Moore story?
We don't know anything about it. The only thing that we really know at this point is that Todd Phillips, who directed The Hangover, is developing it, and it's also produced by Martin Scorsese.
Why not? Let's get fucking crazy.
Yeah,
with
but
it.
That's what's so crazy to me. Like, everyone was like, "Oh my god, DC movies are such a nightmare. Like, when can there be a good one?" Wonder Woman comes out, and everyone's like, "They did it.
Yep,
they finally figured it out." And then since Wonder Woman, it's been a series of increasingly insane announcements, leading to the fact, like, "Yeah, we're doing 9 Joker movies. Just try and see all of them, fuckers." It's like, we want to support you. Make more of what you just did that was good. Why are you doing all this?
How is there a Suicide Squad 2?
Does Jared Leto have a pee tape on Warner Brothers or what?
Definitely. Yeah. But it's of himself.
Yeah. In the Joker origin is pee tape.
Show this to the kids.
I don't like any of them.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I never want to prejudge things because they could be great, you know? What?
Pete just coughed in the mic. It's cool.
I don't want to prejudge things. Listen, these all could be amazing movies. It's entirely possible. Yeah. But I don't want that many Joker movies. That's too many. I don't want any Joker.
So many even Jokers. Beyond that, even if they're all great movies, the fact that Gotham City Sirens, Joker and Harley, and a Joker standalone movie are going to be tonally similar. Stories are very similar in all of the source material. Like, how is it going to be so different that we can be like, wow, amazing. They added a couple more characters to that one.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are pointing out that there's so many other characters in the DC universe that you could focus on. Is there actually that much of a demand for that many Joker movies?
And truly, Joker was one of the biggest complaints about Suicide Squad. It was like, yo, I don't like this, and I'm a huge fan of your movies and comic books. So why are they being like, well, let's do all of that? It's right. Like being like, hey, what was that character, the Enchantress, that we killed off so quickly? She's the one we got to make 9 movies of.
Yeah, or whatever Scott Speedman's character was.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Oh, it was Scott Eastman. I'm sorry. You also don't remember that.
Now I definitely know what you're talking about.
Cool. That's it for the week at Geek.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to move on with our next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn over to Pete LePage.
All right.
Pete LePage.
You, the lovely audience, get an opportunity to win $25
free dollars.
Yeah. Who would like $25 free dollars? A simple raising of the hand. Yes, you, first hand up guy.
All right.
Come on down.
Come on down.
There you go.
First.
Here's the mic for you, sir.
Remind everybody what your name is.
Nervous. Alex.
Alex. Audience, Alex. All right. How this is going to work is today's trivia is on Boothman. And as long as you know anything.
This one.
Yep.
Easy.
Good thing as long I'm as you know everything fan. About him, but, you will be set.
I got
set.
You, bro. I got you.
Okay. Oh, wow. There's no helping.
Don't fucking tell me what to do.
Excuse me, Boothman, is that Dracon Noir you're wearing?
Oh, yes.
Okay, here we go. Listen to the question, then listen to all three possible answers. James has the longest run as our booth person. What was his bit? Was it A, he loved our show, B, he hated our show, or is it C, Sybil Shepherd? So it's either A... Or it's B.
Could be C.
He's got a good poker face. It's not giving me any.
Or you could look at me when I say pick B.
Oh, yeah.
Pete doesn't even know what poker is.
I'll probably go B.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Here we go. Question number two.
Wasn't a bit, by the way.
When was the James's first appearance as Boothman? Was it A, July 2005, B, November 2008, or was it C, 1976? So it's either A or it's B.
B.
B is correct. Nice. Yes, that's right.
Honestly, I would believe any one of those.
Yeah. Here we go. Question. Last question. What was Boothman's favorite episode? Was it A, when we Harvey P. Carr called in? Or was it B, Kevin Conroy's first time on the show? Ooh. Or was it C, you talking to me? So it's either A, if you want to be correct, or it's B.
Could be Gabagool.
I'm going with A.
A is great. $25 is yours.
Good job, buddy.
See me after the show, and I'll give you your gift card.
Great job, Alex. We'll inoculate you to whatever Alex virus you caught from using his microphone.
That's an incredible little thing right there.
On the way up.
Guys, as we all know, tomorrow...
So you got it.
I'm sorry. I apologize about that. As we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor
the show.
Pete, what are you looking forward to?
There's a new Hack Slash coming out. I'm fucking very excited about that.
Okay.
Hopefully Vlad better be in this motherfucker.
Great. He is. All right. What about...
Wait. Have you read it?
No, I'm just, I know about comic book.
I mean, he's the one of two characters.
Yeah, but he died at the end, spoilers, he died at the end of the first, you know.
Yeah, I feel like they'll figure it out.
Isn't the name of it like the Resurrection?
It is Resurrection, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. I guess they could resurrect a stranger or the main character. Which one do you think?
That's not the main character. Cassie Hack is the main character.
I said one of two main characters. And you did,
you said the main character.
Aw, you too.
Justin, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to... Spider-Gwen number 23. This is sort of a weird Marvel comic where set in a side universe where Gwen Stacy is Spider-Woman, and it's a stranger take on just comics in general. You get to be in her life, and the universe is just slightly different, but it's different in very interesting ways, and so I really like it.
I'm looking forward to Marmaduke. It's just funny adventures of a funny, it's funny dog.
Stuff,
What about you, James?
Audience truly turning on you.
Yeah.
All right. Family Circle is another.
Come on.
Circus!
I don't know.
Yeah, wow.
Don't fucking bring up Ziggy!
I've seen Boothman get angry, but never quite so angry.
Jesus. That was awesome.
But all right. I'll make it better. I'm looking forward to Secret Empire number 10.
Right.
What are you looking for?
What does Jeffy get up to in Secret Empire?
So much trouble.
You get to follow him as he walks toward a Hydra rally.
What are you looking for, right. James?
The show's still going.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I haven't read like a straight-up issue in a billion years, but I see that a new BPRD is coming out. I love that comic!
Yeah, BPRD!
So much, even more than Hellboy.
Wow.
Oh, and real quick, new Hellboy movie
coming
out with what's his name?
David Harbour.
Who when I heard Hellboy's being rebooted without Ron Perlman, I was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they said him, and I was like, I'm on board. Because he is awesome.
He's very cool.
He's and it's like a perfect role for him.
And let me just say, your Oprah impression is perfect.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of perfect, plug some perfect stuff.
Oh, yeah. So After I left this thing, I started a band with a buddy of mine who's in the audience, Dash. It was called Party Cops. We had a good run. There's an album on Bandcamp. If you go to partycops.bandcamp.com called Knife Liquor, it's really good. Also, another friend's in the audience. His band is called Old Wounds. They're fantastic.
Nice.
Check them out, too. But besides that, go to my Twitter at James Shafi. You figure out how to spell that. And my Tumblr, which is wznt.tumblr.com. I'm very proud of my Tumblr. It's great. So go check it out. Don't have any real things except, I don't know, kiss someone later.
Yeah, very nice.
Right? Why not?
Alright, a couple of things before we go. The show is free to come see and free to listen to it, but it does cost us a little bit of money to do.
Oh, yeah.
So
you guys
if
got
you're
the...
here physically in the theater, we have a baseball cap this week.
Yep.
Is that what's going on?
It's all right,
throw a couple of bucks in there if you like, or online patreon.com/comicbookclub. We'll thank you in the show, send you some nice prizes.
I'll come to your house.
Oh, wow.
I won't tell you what I'll do.
To be fair, he's going to do that anyway.
Yeah, yeah, true.
All right. Pete, what else do we want to plug?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about the amazing guests we have on our show.
That's me, fuckers.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com and Nerdist.com for the podcast and more. Also, it's in a circle, so that's a little confusing. It's not
Shut the fuck up.
All right. A couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank our fabulous interns, Eva Bell, Tommy John, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, and Riley Trahan. We want to thank Boothman for being on the show.
Yeah. Boothman!
We want to thank Boothman Prime. We want to thank everybody at the People's Improv Theater Loft in New York. Also, we want to thank all of you guys.
Thanks for coming out, guys. Really appreciate it.
Please tell your friends good night.
Good night, everybody.